Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to Send It In here on the BetQL Network. I'm Kate Constable filling in for PJ today. We have a ton to get to. Stacked NFL slate this weekend. College football. We're in crunch time there. NBA games, a huge Friday slate with all of these games being NBA Cup games. So it means just a little bit more today, but we've got it all covered for you here. We're going to start things off with Gridiron Glass talking the NFL. We'll go through some of my favorite plays in the week. What are we at? Week 11 slate already. And then we're going to talk NBA. We'll go over those NBA Cup games, a couple futures in the NBA Cup betting market to look at right now. Lucy Burge is going to join us for Model Making Money, and then we'll wrap things up with college football plays and my best bets for this weekend. As always, we do want to hear from you. The show is called Send It In, after all, so send us in your questions, your comments, concerns, anything you want to chat about. I'm here for you. We'll talk about whatever it is that you guys throw in the chat throughout the show, answer questions for you. And if you missed anything from today's show, you can always listen back. You can catch everything on the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. All right, here we go. Glass is in session, ladies and gentlemen, and we are starting. Whoo, can't believe we have to start here, but we do. It's the Packers and Bears. As a Bears fan, someone living in Chicago right now, it has not been pretty for the Bears as of late. They've dropped a number of games, three straight games in a row, fired their offensive coordinator. Shane Waldron is out. They'll have a new play caller this weekend, but the locker room just feels like a mess right now, right? There's rumors that veteran players are going to the coaching staff wanting Caleb Williams to get benched. There's also rumors that Tyson Bagent's dad started those rumors. So who knows what to trust here in Chicago? What I do know about the Bears, what they've shown us week in and week out this season, is that they don't score in the first quarter, or they don't have a whole lot of first quarter success. So instead of laying the 5.5 with the Packers on the road, and this line has come down from 6.5 to 5.5, so money coming in on the Bears. I'm just going to go Packers in the first quarter here, minus half of a point. So basically to win the first quarter. The Packers have scored first in 7 of their 9 games this season. That's the second best mark in the league. And the Bears have not scored first in any game this season. So that's not to say they haven't scored in the first quarter. They just haven't been the first team on the board in any game this season. They're the only team in the league to not score first. And now you have a new play caller. Could take a couple reps, a couple drives for the rhythm to kind of get going, if any rhythm does get going at all for the Bears this weekend. And I mean, let's be real, the Bears have only scored 2 touchdowns in their last 34 drives. So to ask them to get on the board first and early against this Packers team, I feel pretty good about laying half a point in the first quarter for the Packers to win that. So that is my play in Packers and Bears. Moving down the line to the Jaguars and Lions. The Lions are on the road, another NFC North division team, and they've been just thriving, right? Lions coming off of a win against the Texans last weekend, came down to the wire, but despite throwing 5 interceptions for Jared Goff, the Lions got it done. So they're laying 14 on the road. I think they cover that, right? They've 4 of their last 5 wins have come by double digits. But what I really like in this game, more so than the side, is the Lions team total over 30.5. Now, they didn't hit this mark in their last 2 weeks, but those were against solid defenses, the Packers and the Texans. But the three games prior to this, against the Titans, the Vikings, the Cowboys, they flew over this number. Now, the Jaguars' defense is a mess, especially in the secondary. They rank 30th in passing yards allowed. And again, Jared Goff, 5 interceptions thrown last week against the Texans. He's going to want a bounce back game. I think we see a significantly better performance from him, especially playing at home where he's comfortable in that dome. I think that the Lions can put up plenty of points here. So I'm going to take their team total over 30.5. Vikings, another NFC North team. We're just going down the row here. They are playing in Tennessee facing the Titans, but Minnesota's laying 6 on the road. Low total of 39.5. The Titans have been just god-awful this year. I mean, to put it lightly, they've only covered 1 spread all season. They're a mess at quarterback with Will Levis. It's Will Levis. It's Mason Rudolph. It's back to Will Levis. And I personally think that the Titans are playing Will Levis because they want to lose. They want to lose these games so they can get a higher draft pick and potentially draft a quarterback to take over for Will Levis. Because let's be real, they don't have a ton of talent at that position right now. Now you have a Brian Flores-led defense going into Tennessee. I think he's going to force Will Levis into plenty of turnovers. Levis has been extremely mistake-prone all season, and that's not going to stop against a defense that blitzes as much as Brian Flores' Vikings defense does. The Titans, they've been relying a lot this season on their run game, and that's a specialty of Minnesota's defense. They're 2nd in running defense. They're allowing just 80 rushing yards per game. And, I mean, -6, that's a lot to be laying on the road. Yeah, almost a touchdown. But Minnesota's been solid on the road. They're 3-1 away from home all season. I think they can cover this fairly large number at -6. Rams and Patriots. I talked about the Patriots getting a win over the Bears last week. Congratulations to New England on beating Chicago. That does not make you a good football team. And I think the Patriots fans are going to see that once again. Playing the Rams, now I know the Rams are making that cross-country trip. They're on a short week, I might add, coming off of a Monday Night Football loss against the Dolphins. But this is a spot where Sean McVay, he gets his guys ready to go. The Rams were just embarrassed. They had 3 trips to the red zone against the Dolphins, couldn't get anything going, 0 touchdowns in that game. They now are going to be playing against the worst pass defense that they faced all season. So a good spot for Matthew Stafford, Sean McVay, to kind of bounce back. McVay's been solid in these travel spots, too, as favorites going across country. And a lot of that is the defense for the Rams this season ranks 1st in pressure rate. I think that they're going to be able to get to Drake May behind a very bad offensive line. Bears weren't able to do it last week. The Rams defense has had more success, you know, getting to the quarterback and in pressure rate at this point in the season. So I'm going to lay the points with the Rams on the road, -4.5 against the Patriots. Ravens and Steelers. This is going to be a good one. Arguably one that most eyes will be on this weekend. We have a divisional matchup where we have a home underdog. I'm going to take the points with the Steelers. I have to. +3. Total in this one is 48.5. The Steelers defense ranks 2nd in the NFL in scoring. And Russell Wilson has looked a lot better. I have to give him credit, a lot better than I expected when he took over for Justin Fields just a couple games ago. So if the Steelers offense can just continue doing what they've done, limiting those turnovers, I think they're going to be able to exploit, well, let's be real, any offense so far has been able to exploit this Ravens pass defense. It is just such a liability. Allowed 400 yards to Joe Burrow last weekend, 334 to Jameis Winston 3 weeks ago. I would look at George Pickens props in this one. Baltimore also, it's just, this is a tough spot. You have back-to-back division games, and especially coming off of an emotional division win against the Bengals where they had to come back. I just think that Mike Tomlin, as an underdog, he has proven time and time again how good his team is in these spots. A home underdog in a divisional game, I will grab the points with the Steelers. Chiefs-Bills, okay, I take that back. This is probably the game that all eyes are going to be on this weekend. You have Josh Allen going up against Patrick Mahomes. Allen is 3-1 against Mahomes in the regular season. Mahomes turns it on in the playoffs. He's 3-0 against Allen in the postseason. But as an underdog altogether, Patrick Mahomes just thrives, right? Chiefs are 2-point underdogs in this one. They are on the road, but Mahomes is 10-3 in his career as an underdog. I cannot fade Patrick Mahomes as an underdog. It's just not possible. I can't do it. Earlier this year, the Chiefs went to San Francisco. Chiefs were underdogs there. What do? They win outright. The Bills, also, this could be a spot where you look at the over, because the Bills' home games averaging 55 combined points. That's the second highest mark in the league. Bills are third in the NFL in points per drive. Chiefs are 8. Kansas City's offense has been humming a little bit more as of late. DeAndre Hopkins is fully in the mix. Travis Kelce has played significantly better. Yeah, they have their full offensive weapons ready to go in this one. So I'm going to take the Chiefs plus 2. I also lean over in this one at 46. Bengals and Chargers, this is an interesting one. Two AFC teams, not divisional opponents, but teams that might be fighting for a wild card spot down the stretch. Bengals are on the road here. I like them plus 1.5. The Bengals are just the more desperate team right now. They lost last week. They cannot continue to lose many more games if they want to make the postseason whatsoever. So I think that we get a very motivated Bengals team. Cincinnati's 5-0 against the spread on the road. They're the last team to have an undefeated ATS record away from home. Now, the Chargers, you know, for every one stat you have, there's another one that can back up the opposing side. So I'll give you that one. The Chargers are 3-0-1 against the spread at home this season. They're the only remaining team to be undefeated at home. So those two stats or narratives kind of cross each other out. I just think that the Bengals, with the spot that they're in of needing to continue to win games or start winning games, maybe I should say, I like them on the road here at plus 1.5. The Texans and Cowboys. Okay, the Cowboys season is over. Let's be real. They've been awful this season. Dak Prescott's gone. Cooper Rush taken over at quarterback. What did he throw for, like 45 yards last weekend? 13 of 23 against the Eagles. It was awful. It's not going to get a whole lot better. But where the Texans have been extremely poor this season is in the second half. They've been outscored by 59 points in the second half this season, 31st mark in the league. But in the first half, they come out firing on all cylinders. They've outscored opponents in the first half by 57 points per game this season. The Cowboys are also 0-4 against the spread in the first half at home, whereas the Texans, they are 1-4 against the spread in the first half on the road. CJ Stroud could also be getting Nico Collins back. That would be huge, because when Collins is playing, Stroud completes around 70% of his passes for almost 8.5 yards per attempt. So that's going to give the Texans a little bit of a boost here in that first half. Start off the game strong. I think they can cover a first half line of minus 3.5. So I will take the Texans in the first half. All right, going over to the NBA. We're going off the glass here real quick. Starting things off, NBA Cup games tonight. Our second night of NBA Cup games. I'm going to go with the Pacers. Minus 4.5 against the Heat. That's one of my favorite plays in the NBA tonight. This is Miami's fifth straight road game. They're in an extremely tough spot right now. They've lost 5 of their last 7 games overall, and they're coming off of an absolutely brutal overtime loss to the Pistons because of their head coach, Eric Spoelstra. Pulled a Chris Webber, called a timeout. When he didn't have a timeout, led to a technical foul, and the Pistons make the free throws to beat them. Not a good situation for the Heat to be in. Coming off that loss now, kind of deflating. They're just ready to get back home. No Jimmy Butler tonight as well. He's the heart and soul of that team. Without him on the floor, they're not a bad team, just not quite as good. Pacers are back home after a bad loss to the Magic, so they're going to be wanting to bounce back. Plus, Indiana is 7-1 against the spread in their last 8 home games. So I'm going to lay the 4.5 with the Pacers. I'm going to take a total in this next one. Speaking of the Pistons, they're in Toronto playing the Raptors tonight. We have a total of 222.5. That's way too low. These two teams combined have gone 15-10 to the over this year, and the over has hit in every single one of Toronto's home games this year. Pistons, they're going to be tired off of not just this last overtime game against the Heat, but they played an overtime game prior to that. So back-to-back overtime games, I think we're going to see that fatigue show up on the defensive side, which should lead to more points for the Raptors. But the Raptors are just as bad defensively, I mean, all around. 4 of the Raptors' 5 home games this season have finished in the 240s. So we're looking at a total of 222.5. Yeah, I will take the over in Pistons and Raptors. Bulls and Cavs, I hate this play, but I've got to do it. I've got to take the Bulls plus the points at plus 10.5. Cleveland's been unbelievable this year, right? 13-0, they're the last undefeated team in the league. These two teams also just played on Monday, and the Cavs won by 6, so why can't they win at home by even more? Well, the Bulls played pretty bad in that game. Chicago, 21 turnovers. They gave up 35 points off of those turnovers, and they got crushed in the paint. If that changes just a little bit for Chicago, I think they are able to keep this one close. Plus, at some point, something's got to give for Cleveland. Their offense has been so efficient lately, and I'm not saying it's going to just drop off a cliff, but at some point, there's going to be a hiccup or two. I think the Bulls can keep this one close tonight. They're coming off of a outright win over the Knicks just the other night, in which they were 8.5, 8-point favorites, depending, or underdogs, rather, depending on where you grab that line, and they won outright. I think they have some confidence, some momentum going into this one. I like the Bulls to stick within 10.5. The Nets and the Knicks. Battle of New York, right? We have the Nets, the road team in this one, as a 9.5-point underdog. Your Battle of New York, the Nets are going to want to prove that they're not just the little brother to the Knicks, even though we all know that they are. But really, the Nets have not been as bad as I thought they would be this year. They're not good by any means, but I thought they'd just be getting blown out night after night, and that really hasn't been the case. Nets straight up, they're 5-7 on the year. Knicks are 5-6. Both Karl-Anthony Towns, Jalen Brunson dealing with some injuries. They might not be 100%, and so I think that the Nets can keep this close. Again, they've been keeping games a lot closer than I anticipated them prior to the start of the season. So Nets 9.5, I like that play. In terms of the NBA Cup and betting futures there, I like the Celtics. You can get them still at a decent price if I can pull it up and find that. Yeah, Celtics plus 220 to win East Group C. Now, they do have one loss already, losing to the Hawks in that first Cup game. I think, I mean, if you're ever getting the Celtics at a price like plus 220, I know they have the Cavs in their group, and so that's going to be a big challenge for them. But Boston is still the best team in the East. So I like that, grabbing the Celtics plus 220 to win their East Group C group. All right. We got to bring in Lucy Burge. We're going over to Model Making Money. And reminder for everyone to send in your questions, your comments, anything you have for Lucy. She will touch on them, whether it's betting and sports or pop culture. She knows it all. Lucy, what is the BetQL's five-star play for today? We'll start there.
Yes, hello, Kate. Always wonderful to see you. Five-star play for today from the BetQL model is Dolphins minus 7.5 against the Raiders for this weekend. The Dolphins have covered their last two spreads, and the Raiders are coming off of not covering the spread. And the Raiders are also 2-3 against the spread on the road this season, having failed to cover two of the last three on the road. So the BetQL model loves the Dolphins minus 7.5 as a five-star play today for this weekend.
I kind of like that one, too. I may be riding with the model here. Well, Lucy, what are your best bets for today?
Yes, I am looking to this weekend as well to the NFL. I am taking the Lions, the Detroit Lions, the Roar Boys, to cover minus 14 against the Jaguars. So this might be the lopsided game of the season because the Jaguars are not good and the Lions are very good. So the Lions are just a vastly better team than the Jaguars. They could beat them by 20 points here. So the Lions are also 7-2 against the spread, covering machine. As I keep saying every single week, they are a covering machine. The Jaguars have lost their last three games. Doug Peterson coaching for his job and doing that against the Lions, not such a great spot. So this could be the end of the road for him here. And I think the Lions can easily cover minus 14 against the Jaguars. It would be really sad to watch this and see Mac Jones get blown out, but that's how it goes. Also, I like Chiefs money line against the Bills. This is maybe we have the lopsided match of the game of the season, and then we have the game of the season. I think Chiefs Bills is the one to watch for this weekend. I'm taking Chiefs money line plus 110. They just keep finding ways to win. I would be terrified to bet against the Chiefs right now because no matter what, they win the game. Plus, the Chiefs have covered the spread in the only game in which they were underdogs by 2 points or more this season. And as you said, the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes have a tremendous record as underdogs. So I don't want to bet against that. I am taking Chiefs money line this weekend.
Love both of those, Lucy. I think those are both the right side. B Mills asked a question, said, hey, Kate, how do you like the Jags under 16.5 team total as well in the Lions game? Mac Jones not putting up that many points, especially with the good Lions defense. B Mills, I like that look. I think that's a very solid look. Mac Jones did not look good, and the Lions defense has been really good. Plus, Za'Darius Smith is playing this weekend, or at least I believe he's playing this weekend after sitting last weekend. So he's going to be fired up, ready to go. I like that look. Lucy likes the Lions to win big, and that likely means it's going to be a lower scoring game for the Jaguars.
Yeah, you could even take Jaguars team total under 3, maybe, perhaps with Mac Jones at the helm. I would take that, B-Mills. Maybe think about that. It's going to be tough.
Lucy knows a lot about Mac Jones and his Patriots days. So, Lucy, speaking of the
really
Patriots,
You guys, great.
You guys just smoked the Bears last weekend. That went really well. But now you have the Rams to take care of on Sunday. They're a little bit of a different beast. How are you betting that game?
Yes, Kate, that did happen. And it was surprising, I think, for everyone. And unfortunately, the surprise in a good way was on my side, not your side. But that is also how it goes. So I am every single week now going forward, like hesitant to take the Patriots. Like, oh, they're not going to fool me again. However, I'm taking the Patriots this weekend to cover, maybe win even, but cover 4.5. Patriots plus 4.5. The Rams are 4-5. They are under 500. They are coming off of a loss to the Dolphins. The Dolphins, this week, maybe they'll be good, but they're not good. They're not a great team. The Patriots have a shot here to put together their first winning streak in a very long time. They have won 2 of their last 3 games. So they could start putting together a winning streak here. So I would take the Patriots plus 4.5 against the Rams this weekend.
All right. Hey, John Gruden was just hired by Barstool last night. He said on one of their live streams that he thinks Drake May is going to be one hell of a player in this league.
Right.
So maybe it's Drake May's time to string together a little winning streak. Lucy, NBA Cup games return tonight. I just talked about them. The Celtics, they're not in action tonight, but they did drop their first Cup game to the Hawks earlier this week. So you can now get Boston at plus 220 to win East Group C. Do we like that look?
So I would honestly not take the Celtics here. I would take the Hawks or the Cavaliers to win this because, as we saw last season, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. Whatever the Celtics do, they're going to win the finals anyway. The Lakers win the Cup last season, and they don't win anything else. So I would not take the Celtics to win this, and I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it at all. The Hawks could really make a run here and win the East Group C NBA Cup, and they can put up a banner that says they won it, and it would be really great. That's exciting for them. But I don't see the Celtics winning this, but I do see them winning the finals. That is what matters to me. But I think the Cavaliers or the Hawks would be really cute for them to get to win East Group C of the NBA Cup.
Hanging banner 19 is what matters to Lucy and the Celtics. NBA Cup, they don't care about any of that. Lucy, what also matters to you, I know a great deal, Major League Baseball, right? We had an awards ceremony last night. Many of those announced. What stood out to you with some of the award winners?
Yeah, okay, so this was stupid, Kate, because Jaron Duran, all MLB second team? Are you kidding me? There are two teams. I believe there's a first and there's a second. Jaron Duran should be in first, not second. MLB second team? Shut up. This is stupid. This is garbage. Should have been first team. Last season, he ranked fifth among major leaguers in wins above replacement, behind only Aaron Judge, Bobby Witt Jr., Shohei Ohtani, and Gunnar Henderson. I don't see Juan Soto on this list. I think he should have been first team. Juan Soto, second team. He was a finalist for the Silver Slugger Award and Gold Glove Award, and lest we forget, MVP of the All-Star Game. So Jaron Duran should have been first team, all MLB, not second. So that stood out to me as disgusting. That was gross. So he's first team in my heart, but in the hearts of Red Sox fans. But second team was really, he got snubbed. That was gross. I was sick to my stomach to see that.
Also, just odd that Major League Baseball decides to announce awards, a month after the season and a Thursday night competing with football. Do they always announce awards like this?
Cy Young gets announced later, and like their other awards, it all gets announced later, and it trickles out. And I'm like, can we just get to Cy Young so my Chris Sale bet can hit? Can we please? Because I've been waiting and waiting. And first, second team MLB, let's get on with it here and get to the hardcore awards here. But yeah, and maybe give Jaron Duran a little bit more credit for the accomplishments. But you know, next season, revenge season.
That would be nice. Well, hopefully just a couple more weeks until you have some cash in your pocket with your Chris Sale Cy Young ticket, Lucy.
Nice.
Thank you for joining us, Lucy. Always appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Kate. You too. I'll talk to you soon.
For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis, from spreads, over-unders, to player props. We've got it all. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, moving on to Gridiron Glass College Football Week 11, the marquee games in college football. Only have a couple weeks left. We're into crunch time here. Crazy how fast the season has just flown by. I feel like we just started. But here's a game that's likely to fly by because I think this is going to be all Texas. Texas laying 12.5 at Arkansas. They are on the road, but I like the Longhorns here. I'm going horns up, not horns down in this one. Taking Texas minus 12.5. The Longhorns, ninth best passing attack in the country. And what do they get? They get an Arkansas pass defense that's ranked 129th. Razorbacks just gave up over 100, or 500 rather, passing yards in their last game to Ole Miss. Quinn Ewers, Texas, this offense could take advantage. Again, the Razorbacks, what they like to do is run the football, right? That's the best aspect of their offense, but I don't know how they plan to do that against a top 25 run defense, and they certainly won't have anything going in the passing game against the number one passing defense in the country in the Texas Longhorns. So I'm going to take Texas minus 12.5 on the road to get the win in the early window on Saturday. Also one that I love in the early window, we have Utah at number 17, Colorado, the Buffs laying 11.5. Fairly big number, and this money moving in on Colorado. It's lifted this line from about 9.5, 10. We're up to 11.5. Total here is 47.5. This is more so just a fade on Utah than it really is a play on Colorado, although I do think Colorado continues to get better each week. But the Utes are off a heartbreaking loss to Utah. Like, that was the battle of Utah last week, a rivalry game. And they got their hearts ripped out at the end. They felt like they should have won that game. Instead, BYU gets a flag on a 4th and long to keep their drive alive. They go on to kick a field goal and win. Everyone on Utah's sideline is up in arms. Their athletic director talking smack after the game. Head coach, players unhappy about how that played out. Thought some of the officiating was questionable. I don't really think it was. I think that was a solid call that was made late. But either way, Utah hasn't exactly flipped the page on what happened last weekend, and now they head to Colorado to take on a Buffalo team that has a shot at the Big 12 championship, right? Also a shot at the college football playoff. They need to win out. Travis Hunter needs to continue stacking solid performances if he wants to secure this Heisman that he is the favorite at right now. So this game just means so much more to Colorado than it does to Utah. Utes have lost their last 5. The air is out of their sails. It's letdown city for Utah. I will take Colorado at home, minus 11.5. LSU in Florida. This is going to be an interesting one. LSU on the road laying 4. This game's taking place in the swamp. Tough place to play, regardless of what Florida's record is. And if they get their quarterback, DJ Lagway, back this week, if he's playing, I think we take Florida and the points. Caroline Fenton of Yahoo Sports, she was on yesterday with PJ, and she made a great point about how LSU's given up a ton to mobile quarterbacks, whether that's just a ton of rushing yards, ton of touchdowns. It's their kryptonite. They can't slow down mobile quarterbacks. And if Lagway is on the field and healthy, he's a phenomenal mobile quarterback, and he can do a ton with his legs to help keep this game close. Again, swamp, not an easy place to play in. And with only 3 games left on the season for Florida, they need 2 more wins to make a bowl game. So they are going to have urgency in this one. I think they're going to come out ready. I like Florida plus four as long as Lagway is playing. Tennessee and Georgia here. I am going to go with the under in this one. A little surprising. Georgia off of that loss last week. Kirby Smart has not had back-to-back losses in his tenure, I believe dating back to 2016. Tennessee, they can all but solidify their spot in the college football playoff with a win today. So both of these teams coming in motivated. I think we're going to have a playoff-type atmosphere in this one. If Georgia loses this game with 2 losses already, they're likely out of the playoff. So they're going to be fired up, ready to go. Bulldogs offense hasn't exactly been as explosive as we're used to seeing them. And Tennessee's defense has been solid. So that leans itself towards the under. Bulls, they have not given up more than 20 points in a single game all season. Again, under. Carson Beck, he's been a turnover machine. I think if he can take care of the ball, that's also a good thing for this under, because just giving up possessions back and back and back, it's not good for Georgia. Like, they're not going to win this ball game that way. It's a chance for Tennessee to put a ton of points on the board. But I think Carson Beck, let's hope he can take care of the ball a little bit better. And Tennessee, I think they can rely on their run game a little bit more. That's going to slow things down, make it easier to not only cover a fairly big number, but for this under to hit. So favorite play, under 47.5, and I would lean towards Tennessee getting the points. All right, we are going to go to Kate's Plays, my prop lock for the week. And a reminder, just a couple minutes left, send in any plays or questions you have, and we'll get those answered before we get out of here. My prop lock of the day is Victor Wembanyama. Spurs are playing the Lakers. Wembanyama's coming off of a 50-piece against the Wizards on Wednesday. He hit 8 threes on 16 attempts. His line right now, over 2.5 made threes tonight. I'll take the over on that one. He's ramped up his three-point attempts since interim head coach Mitch Johnson took over for Greg Popovich. And is averaging, or attempted in his last games, 16, 12, and 9 threes. He's made 8, 6, and 6. Getting over 2.5, I know it's heavily juiced. You could even take over 3.5, and I think that was fine. I think he can hit 4 threes. Plus, he's playing the Lakers with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And when was the last time these guys saw each other? In the Olympics, in the gold medal game. Wembanyama's going to be coming ready to play here. I like him over 2.5 threes. Steelers are my dog of the day. Again, a home underdog in a divisional game. You have Mike Tomlin as an underdog. He thrives in these situations. Steelers defense ranks second in the NFL in scoring. They're going to be able to at least mitigate somewhat of what the Ravens can do on offense, whereas the Ravens' pass defense has been awful. Such a liability. And Russell Wilson, I think he can exploit that a little bit. Also, back-to-back division games for the Ravens. That's a tough spot to be in, so I will take the Steelers as my dog of the day and my best bet for today. I'm going to go Pacers minus 4.5. They are playing the Miami Heat, who are playing their fifth straight road game. They're off a brutal overtime loss to the Pistons. Spoelstra called a timeout when they didn't have a timeout, led to a free throw for the Pistons, a loss for Miami. This is now, they've lost 5 of their last 7 games. Not a good spot for them to be in. And the Pistons, they're great at home this year. 7-1 against the spread. They're back at home after a loss to the Magic. So they're going to be looking to bounce back as well. So I will take the Pacers minus 4.5 in the NBA Cup matchup tonight against the Miami Heat. That's going to do it for us here on Send It In. Thanks for joining us. PJ will be back with you next week. Hope you have a great weekend and win some bets. We'll see you soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.